KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 64. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, April 12th. News sponsored by Physician House Calls, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning in Lenox, and the First National Bank and Trust. Very warm, very windy today. Fire danger elevated today. It'll be critical tomorrow. We'll have winds gusting to 30 today. They'll be gusting to 40, maybe 50 miles per hour tomorrow. Two candidates have filed for the post of district judge for Grady and Caddo Counties. The story part of today's Cool News.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
A race has developed for district judge for the Chickasha and Anadarko areas. In the first day of filing for county, state, and federal offices yesterday, District Judge Corey Kirkland, who was appointed to the District 6 judge post for Grady and Caddo Counties about a year ago, is being challenged by attorney Ryland Revis II. Both men are from Chickasha. Kirkland appointed by Governor Mary Fallon following the retirement of Richard Van Dyke. Another Chickasha attorney has filed for Grady County Associate District Judge, that's 46-year-old Joseph Young, a post currently held by John Herndon, who served in that capacity since 2004 and previously was Grady County's Special District Judge. In Caddo County, 52-year-old Wyatt Hill of Fort Cobb has filed for re-election for Associate District Judge there. He served in that role since 2004. In county offices up for election, all the incumbents for both Grady and Caddo Counties have filed for re-election. In Grady County, that's Ralph Beard for Commissioner in District 3, Wendell Hardy for Commissioner in District 1, Treasurer Robin Burton, and Assessor Barry Firestone. No additional filings other than the incumbents yesterday. And in Caddo County, District 3 Commissioner Brent Kinder, District 1 Commissioner Benny Bowling, Treasurer Regina Mosier, and Assessor Edward Whitworth all filed yesterday. So far, unchallenged. Also filing for re-election was District Attorney Jason Hicks. For state offices, Democratic State Representative David Pearman of Chickasha has filed for re-election in House District 56, and Republican Brad Bowles of Marlow has filed for a full two-year term in House District 51. So far, both are unchallenged. Bowles just won a special election for House District 51 earlier this year. And already four candidates have filed in House District 65, which includes the Rush Springs area. Republican incumbent Scooter Park of Duval is being challenged by fellow GOP candidate, 46-year-old Tony Hassenbeck of Elgin. And a couple of Democrats have also filed, 30-year-old Brandon Thompson of Sorrel and 53-year-old Sonia England of Elgin. The filing period for county, state, and federal offices runs through tomorrow. More Cool News coming right up.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184. Or visit us at dehartac.com.
A new campus director is being sought for the Chickasha branch of the Canadian Valley Technology Center. Tracy Gowen has resigned from the post. Gowen spent more than 20 years with the Technology Center, initially as a math teacher. Then he stepped in as campus director about 6 years ago. With Gowen's departure, interim campus director duties are being shared by two administrators, Ronnie Bogle, Director of Student Services, and Angie Lewis, Director of Business and Industry Services. A new campus director for the Chickasha campus is expected to be hired this summer. The spring planting season is here, but be aware of extreme temperatures. Can it happen this time of year? We've already had some very warm and very cold temperatures. And while we will have very summer-like temperatures today and tomorrow, we still have a chance of another freeze this weekend. With those a wide range of temperatures in mind, there is a program coming up next week to have information on which plants and vegetables can tolerate Oklahoma's volatile weather. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension calls it Oklahoma Proven.
Oklahoma Proven Varieties Program is a plant evaluation and marketing program designed to help consumers select the best plants for Oklahoma gardens. The Oklahoma State University Horticulture Department conducts research and provides support for this program.
That program comes up next Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Grady County OSU Extension office. It is free and open to the public. Chickasha's FFA team had some good results in recent competitions. At Murray State University, Emma Victory was the high individual in the meat judging competition, while the FFA meat judging team was fifth overall, and Creo Johnson was fifth high individual in veterinary science. In a speech competition at Jenks High School, Clay Gross-Niklaus was high individual for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students. By the way, the Chickasha FFA will have its annual plant sale next week. They'll have numerous garden and vegetable plants that have been growing in the organization's greenhouse. That'll be at the Chickasha Schools Administration Building next Friday and Saturday. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange reaching a 3.5-year high yesterday, up to $66.82 a barrel, and London-based Brent crude topped $72 a barrel. Natural gas was up to $2.67 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,351, and silver, $16.61. Obituaries today include 76-year-old Roscoe Chadrick of Chickasha. Funeral at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army Reserves. And funeral for 76-year-old Barry McLeod of Bethany will be at 1:30 Saturday afternoon at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Blanchard. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. And Mr. McLeod was a U.S. Army veteran. Our weather forecast calling for a sunny, windy, and very warm today. 90 the forecast high for much of the region. Mid to upper 90s for western Oklahoma this April the 12th. And very extreme fire danger for today. Red flag fire warning for much of tomorrow. It won't be as hot. It'll still be 80 tomorrow, and we'll have gusty winds to about 40. Still very dry out there. There aren't any local burn bans, but the fire danger at the critical stage. Right now, it's fair and 64 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha Fighting Chick baseball team heading south today. They'll be going to Duncan for the Southern Oklahoma Invitational Tournament. They will open up against Altus this morning at 11 o'clock. Other first-round games will be Duncan versus Cash, Elgin versus El Reno, and Guthrie versus Lawton. Times for today's Chickasha Middle School soccer games have been moved up. The teams will play at home against Clinton at Hampton Field this afternoon. The girls play at 3, and the boys will play at 4. The USAO softball team down one spot in this week's NAIA national rankings. The Drovers slipped from number 2 to number 3 after they dropped a couple of games to unranked Texas Wesleyan last weekend. USAO bounced back from those losses with wins over Southwestern Assembly of God. The Drovers were to play at Southwestern Christian of Bethany yesterday, but those games were postponed and have been rescheduled for April 27th. USAO softball coach Jaden Wallace recently picked up her 200th career win with the team and was presented a plaque for the accomplishment from USAO President John Fever and Athletic Director Briscoe McPherson. Seventh-ranked USAO baseball team traveling to Bethany tonight for a Sooner Athletic Conference matchup with Southwestern Christian. Game time at 6 o'clock. The Oklahoma City Thunder win their final regular season game in a 137-123 victory over Memphis at the Chesapeake Energy Arena last night. Paul George led the way with 40 points, and Russell Westbrook had just 6 points, but he had 20 points, make that 20 rebounds and 19 assists. And with that big night on the boards, Westbrook averaging a triple-double for the second consecutive year. Also, The Thunder win, coupled with Utah's loss to Portland last night, and the Thunder get the number 4 seed in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and they get home court advantage when they open up play Sunday afternoon, and they will play Utah in Game 1 Sunday afternoon at the Peak at 5:30. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers put on quite a show for the Bricktown Ballpark crowd last night in a 19-1 drubbing of Round Rock. The teams wrap up their 3-game series tonight. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and Lennox, and Physician House Calls.